Hey, we want to preview tonight's Avs game, so let's go. Let's go, Adrian Dater. Adrian Dater, our fan Avalanche insider, joins us courtesy of Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Adrian, how you doing?
Great, D-Max. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, we're looking forward to tonight's game against the Wild. Where are we with this rivalry, do you think, between the Avs and the Wild?
I hate the Wild. I still hate the Wild. Don't you?
I mean, it's still pretty nasty. especially if my mentions are going to be brought into it. Wild fans are a little ornery. You know, you say anything about them and, you know, their fans go bananas. So the block button has been used liberally lately for me. You know, it's weird. It's always been a good rivalry, and nobody expected it to be much of anything this year, though, because I thought the Wild were going to be, you know, distinctly a non-playoff team. But here they are. They're probably pretty much guaranteed to make the top four. They could play the Avs in the first round. So it's heated. I mean, I don't think the players like each other much on the teams at all. There was a fight the other night. That was certainly got a lot of attention. That was a guy in his first game of his career, Kyle Burrows. TKO'd, 6'6" guy. That guy for the Wild was not playing tonight because of upper body possible concussion symptoms.
Wait, what was that cough for?
What was that cough? Yeah, we all know what that cough means.
What did that mean?
Well, I'm trying to play it. Diplomatically here. Nobody wants to see guys hurt. I don't want to go down that path, but there was a fight the other night that the Wild guy started, and yet the Wild fans are sort of upset that the fight happened at all. They actually accused the Avs guy of starting it when the tape clearly shows the opposite.
Mm. All right, Adrian, well, this is the last time in the regular season that the Avs will face off against the Wild. What are you looking for as the Avs just look to continue this incredible scoring streak that they're on, this winning streak? What are you looking for in tonight's matchup?
Well, this will be the last game between the teams. So the Avs want to win it. It's going to be the same lineup the Avs had the other night. That means Philip Grubauer in goal. The Wild are going to get Zach Parise back, the guy who signed a 13-year, $98 million contract about 9 years ago. He's been a healthy scratch at times this year, so that his career has not gone the way that people thought in Minnesota. But, listen, the point streak is now at 15 games. It doesn't feel like the Avs are ever going to lose again, but, this is the NHL. I expect a tough game tonight. I expect the Wild to play a little angry, maybe. I do expect the Avs probably should keep their heads up a little bit. I expect things to get rough tonight. Let's see what happens. It's going to be fun.
On this winning streak, and they've won five in a row, but the last three that they've won have all been by one goal. Okay, what's the difference been, Adrian?
Well, they've been getting out the good starts. It's always easier to play with a lead, that's always key for this team. They're coming out fast. They did give up the first goal the other night, though, but they blitzed them in the second period. The key, you know, has been the first line is on fire. Nathan McKinnon is back being on fire. Gabe Landeskog is having a tremendous season, and so is Mikko Rantanen. So the number one line is just killing teams. Then you look at that third line that suddenly have found a lot of chemistry. Tyson Jost finally seems to have found the right spot on this team as a third line center. Valerie Nichushkin and Jonas Donskoy are the other guys on that line. And it's been a dominant line, especially when you count the little metrics in hockey like puck possession and stuff like that. They play with the puck all the time. So it's been 1 through 19, and also the defense has been just tremendous. They lead the league in fewer shots against, fewest goals against. And, they're even missing a couple defensemen, too, who figured should make the team better at some point. Eric Johnson remains out long term, but you know Bo Byram's going to be back in the lineup probably any day now. So this team is stacked, guys.
Well, Adrian, they're playing so good right now, and obviously they've got a ways to go before playoffs get rolling here. But it feels to me like whenever I was on a team that was playing that well, there's always a little bit of a concern about complacency. Have you seen any concerns in those regards, or do you think that they're just going to continue to get better and better here?
I haven't seen any complacency right now. That was a common problem for the Avs the last few years. They sort of got a little too self-satisfied, I always thought, after some success. But it seems like they just want to go out and play like robots every night the same way. They look like they're enjoying themselves. They, you know they're going to win. And when you know you're going to win, I'm sure as a player, it's everything's just fun. So that's the way they look right now. They look like they're having fun. Yeah, there's a long way to go, but I don't think they'll get complacent either, though, because Vegas Golden Knights are still right on their heels. I think that team is going to still, you know, be very tough to beat. The Avs are going to play Vegas at the end of the month in Vegas. I'll be there. Hopefully, you know, the ban on the casino ban that that they have on me down there will lift. Maybe.
they got you on the facial recognition.
My goodness.
Well, yeah, you know, I take them for so much money every time I'm there, so you know, I'm quite a gambler. So I'm looking forward to it, but I think the Avs are going to take this division. I really do. I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to go in the number one seed in the playoffs.
Adrian, we'll read all about it at ColoradoHockeyNow.com. The game, they dropped the puck at the top of the hour against the Wild, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Adrian Dater. Courtesy of Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Avs. Well, we do have a great night of sports here, and we'll preview all that action coming up next right here on The Drive.